And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A few weeks ago in Raleigh, the nonpartisan staff of the General Assembly released a report showing the tax cuts passed by the House and Senate this session would lead to a $1.2 billion state budget shortfall in 2 years. That prompted a right-wing group to call the nonpartisan legislative staff leftist bureaucrats. Another asked if they had, quote, been out in the sun too long. But the man in charge of the General Assembly's staff these days is former Raleigh Mayor Paul Koble, a conservative Republican hired by the current legislative leadership in 2015. The Fiscal Research Division that produced the report is often praised by members of the House and Senate for its expertise. Not this time. They are all of a sudden leftists. The tax cuts passed by the General Assembly will lead to a budget shortfall unless lawmakers make painful budget cuts to prevent it. That is a fact. Attacking the experts who produce those facts, even when they work for and were hired by the Republicans themselves, doesn't change anything. But it does show the desperation of the ideologues now in charge. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.